Blog Talk Radio.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained, that rode us all the way into New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I sang soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wipers slapping time, I told Bobby Tan the man. We sang every song that Javi knew. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. Me and my Bobby, yeah. From the Kentucky coal mine to the California sun, hey, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Through all kinds of weather, through everything that we've done, your Bobby, baby, kept me from the cold. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, that's all that Bobby left me. But if feeling good was easy, loud when he sang the blues. Hey, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby.
Welcome to Wild Card Command Radio. That was Janis Joplin singing Bobby McGee. I started off with that because of that one line that runs through my head every time I think of that song, I think of her. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to do. And freedom isn't worth nothing except it's free. And we are free. You're free. I'm free. Until we make deals. And that's what I've been asked to talk about tonight. I'll start off with the question that we asked in the top of this, the name of this show. Why are you here and who are you? That may sound strange to some people, but it's something that you've heard. The wizard asked you that on the intel. You've heard other people's name. It makes a difference. Who are you? Now, the federal government in Washington, D.C. came up with something called the 14th Amendment, and they gave you a title. They called you a U.S. citizen because you accept their authority. Now, you think about that for a minute, but you can only be a citizen of something where you live. And if you look at the definition, both one established by the Supreme Court of the United States and by the Charter for the United States of America Corporation, you'll find that location is 10 square miles of George Washington's old farm. You can't put 330 million people in 10 acres. To do this, they created a legal entity. That legal entity was a U.S. citizen. Now, a legal entity has the right to possess, the right to do business, and a lot of rights. But none of them trump the rights of a natural-born human being. Now, I hear it coming across the airway. Oh, my God, he's got his aluminum helmet on tight again. But you have to know who you are and why you are here. So I'll talk about me, because I can answer that question for me. About a year and a few months ago, I heard a radio show, Firehawk, on, at that time it was Ramsite, now it's malicious.ning.com. And on there he had a young gentleman by the name of Whiskey Six. Whiskey Six got up there and he started talking about the things that Wildcard was doing. And I said, you know, I've got something to contribute to that. And here I am. Each of us have joined here for a different reason. I make the comment on a regular basis. And people, takes them a while to understand it. What I say is, the prison we're in is made out of paper tied together with words. Because unless we're in a jail, unless we've got a law enforcement officer, federal, state, local, hired, standing there with a pistol pointed at our foreheads while we get our hands put together in the back, we're free. So why are we doing this? Because those are the 10 rights written down in the Constitution for the United States of America. But our freedoms come from our Creator, because we're human beings. We're not a fictitious, a legal entity. We are blood and bone, natural-born human beings walking upon the earth of our Creator. And He gave us rights, too. The freedom He gave us was the freedom of self-determination. Self-determination. That means we make decisions about who we are and where we are. Every day, all day long. And He gave us also freedom to live here on this earth. Now, there are folks that run around in airplanes and cars with titles. Some of them are titles of nobilities. Others are just titled assignments of job, who feel that within their jurisdiction, they can change that right to live on the land and that right to self-determination. But not wishing to be, let's say, in a combative stage, these titled individuals in this nation, they play a game called Let's Make a Deal. We watched it in the 50s and 60s on TV. You have this. Do you want to keep it or do you want to trade it? What's behind window number 2? And you had to sit there and think about it, and then you did, and you opened it up, and you just gave up a $600,000 check, which may or may not be any good, for 2 boxes of Kellogg's cornflakes. You lost. Well, we do that now. Every single day we do that. we come out here on the, in the militia and in these organizations, and we make decisions every day. Are we going to grab our families, kiss them goodbye, leave her with the other car keys to run to grandma's house while we load up all the ammunition, the weapons, and zip out to the woods to wait for the other fellas to show up? Or are we going to stand on that piece of land that our Creator said we can have? Because whatever we do with our right from our Creator to self-determination becomes a responsibility, and that responsibility is to accept what we decided, even if it's bad. If it's a bad decision, it's ours. Or are we going to go on for the prices right, or and play, let's make a deal? And this is where we are tonight. We're fixing to have an election. Some people are on one side with red hats cheering. Others are on the other side cheering. Others are in the middle, butthurt and mad, because they found out that the party they joined are crooks. And they got ripped off. And some of these people put some serious money into this. I mean, you know, they travel, hotel rooms, contributions, hours on the street, knocking on doors, getting signatures, and then somebody spends a little bit of money and buys it all off, and it didn't count for nothing. But we should have already known that. If we had taken and done our job, because if you are a legal entity, U.S. citizen, state citizen, county citizen, municipality citizen, then you've got an attorney that's going to tell you all everything you want to know. Of course, he's not paid by you. He's paid by them. And he really represents them against you, but he is yours. We've got an attorney general for the federal government who's supposed to represent the people, but they actually represent the president and all legislature and all those. In our state, we've got a state attorney general. He's supposed to be our representative, our legal guy, but he's the one that brings charges against us because we didn't get insurance on our car. We have a county attorney who's supposed to represent us in our county, but he's the one who actually participates if we go to jail. But with all these things here, it is time for everybody to understand who they are. And the best way to show how you are is to discuss something that happened not long ago. We had a gentleman by the name of Clapping Bundy. We had some evil guys by the name of BLM, no, not the Black Lives Matter this time, but the Bureau of Land Management, who decided that they wanted his land. If they could run the others off. And all they did was threaten, scream, holler, talk stuff, run up down the street, drive in, bring in snipers, all sorts of things, and nothing took place. And they went home. Why? Because Clapping Bundy was a human being standing on his land, and they had no authority. And they knew they had no authority, and they were just threatening. Now, the fact he had about 300 or 400 friends there that brought all their little toys with them probably made it not last as long as it could have, or made sure that in the middle of the night when he went out to check the dog, give the dog another bowl of water, that somebody didn't shoot him in the back of the head. but he was free. Roll time forward. Now his son Alan is up there in Burns, Oregon, doing something that he never should have done. But besides, he's doing what he thinks as a patriot he needs to do. So Clive and Bundy decides to go there. Clive and Bundy could have driven up. One of his relatives could have got the car and they could have driven up. But he's an elderly guy and they really wanted to get up there, so he gave up all of his rights, all of his creator-given rights. He got into a motor vehicle. Yes, a motor vehicle. Motor vehicle is a conveyance used for the transportation of goods and services. Rode out to Las Vegas Airport. Federal, that is a federal facility. All airports are federal facilities managed by the FAA and owned by the local municipality to sell goods and services and to help people get into their neighborhood, right? Now, in conjunction with that, when he got to the airport, he bought a ticket. When you buy that ticket, it says on the form right there that you understand that you're required to do certain this, this, and this. You're ready for the idea that you're no longer a human being. You've just become an airline passenger. Legal entity. Defined in laws and regulations. In order to comply with this, you have to go through a security screen. And Clive and Bundy walked over to the TSA office, put himself under the authority of these people, put all of his little stuff in the thing there, raised his arms, got belted up, checked him out, went out the other end, picked up his shoes back on, picked up his hands carried, and walked down to a gate where he became a boarding passenger. Another illegal term. The plane arrived, he gets on board. He's now turned himself into the authority of the airline, and the plane takes off. While he's in the air, the FBI brings charges against him for what happened on his farm 2 years before that they couldn't touch him for. But he is now a legal entity. And when he lands, he goes to jail. Who are you, and why are you here? That is a question that you have to answer. You have to understand all of it. You have to do it every single day of your life. You have rights given by your creator, and then they created the Constitution for the United States, and then there you have other rights, which are not given there. They're simply brought to the attention of the contracting parties, which are your state and the federal corporation, that these exist and they can't do anything about them. But they can trade you. You have the right to travel. They have the right, because they're maintaining the road, to stop you and ask you for your license. If you don't have a license, they don't know who you are. You may have misappropriated the vehicle. You may be a lot of things, so they give you a new identity. You're now a detained person, and they take you down and put you in jail. So to prevent that, you get a license to do something that you should be allowed to do regularly. These are traits. If you are sovereign and you are a human being, you can't deal in debt notes. What is green and smells terrible that's sitting in your wallet is a Federal Reserve note. It has two signatures, the signature of the Secretary of the Treasury at that time and the Federal Reserve Bank. It's an IOU. It's a net note. When you deal with it, you're claiming to be a corporation. That's what you are when you're a U.S. citizen, a corporation. So now is the time for you to sit down and make a determination. If we're going to turn this nation around, if we're going to make people understand, then we have to know who we are and why we're here. Here at Wildfire Command, what we do is we help and teach our skills. We have people in here that are medical with many years of military. We have them with our technicians. We have them that are just combat soldiers. And what we joined Wildcard Command for was to teach those skills to others that don't. Now, in my neighborhood, on my street, up the road, I got an ex-Marine. Across the street, I got a retired E-7 Intel MP that's still where he's working out, still doing it. Two doors up from him are two guys from Special Operations. One's retired and a contractor, and the other one's finishing to retire. Those are skills for your combat team. But what about a neighborhood where there is none of those? This is Fort Bragg, which is easy to get them here. You out in the middle of some weird Middle Eastern town, there may only be one soldier or ex-military or ex-law in the whole county. So here at Wildcard, we have the people so we can help. That's why we came here. That's why I'm here. If you want to be in a group that runs around and plays hide in the wood, then you have your own group in your local area. That's where you do that. When you come to Wildcard, we just like for you to come on up, ask for any assistance you need, tell us what you need, and we see if we can't put it together for you. We do our network and the faithful we skills. But your local neighborhood is the place you need to be looking at. Today it came out that a general in Turkey, who was not Turkish, was a member of our armed forces, was involved in a coup attempt in Turkey. And we got 1,500 people on that base that are on lockdown. That's not the sort of leadership we need in this nation. I'm not sure either one of the other two are either. I've listened to them talk. They all have great ideas, but when you say how and whom, they all get a sip of water and shake a couple of hands and walk the other way. So it's time for us to worry about where we live, our nation, where we're at. Because it's only one step, one small step separates a citizen from a subject. And they've been planning this for a long time. Unfortunately, we've been getting lucky. There are people out there in our nation who have skills, and they keep bringing their little plans up and throwing them out on the internet saying, look what I found. And they're really getting upset over that, but it keeps them a little bit honest anyway. So here at Blog Talk Radio, all we can do is help you prepare. You have to know who you are. You have to know why you're here. You have to know what it is you're doing and what you're doing it with, and why are you going to keep on doing it. I don't know. But do it because of the right reason. Do it because you are a human being with a God-given right. Because every time you let a man tell you what you can and can't do, chances are good he's going to get the bigger piece of the pie. But if you accept who you are, you accept what's going on, and you accept your responsibility that as a member of this nation, as a blood and bone human member, you have a responsibility to defend yourself, your family, and your neighbors. It's an obligation. Now, whether you defend them with a weapon, or you defend them by providing maintenance for something in the neighborhood, when everything quits? Are you providing them with, by sitting on a radio for 8 hours a day listening to message traffic? All these are ways to serve. Everybody doesn't need to be out shooting until things get really rough. And I think we've got some time before that, and I don't think it'll get to that point. Each of us have to understand who we are. This is our God-given right and our God-given responsibility. When we made the determination that we were going to defend the Constitution and the people that lived around us, with that came a responsibility. The responsibility to perform. And that's the time. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to do. It's not worth nothing, but it's free. It only costs, by free, it means it costs no money. It costs your life, your dedication, all of your abilities, and all of your loyalty to the others that are helping you. To help you with doing that, there's some resources out there that you need to go look at. The first resource is the militia, or what we call this Wizards Resource Center. Militias, MILITIAS, .NING, November, India, November, Golf. com. Sign in. They don't know your email and stuff. Yeah, well, if you're already on the internet, then everybody else that you're worried about already knows who you are. So sign up on there. They're not going to sell your names. They're not going to be having 10,000 advertisers come sending you email because of it. They just need to know who you are so they can log in. And you go to the Resource Center, and there are thousands of pages of information. Yeah, when the electricity goes off, you don't really need. So it'd be nice to get it down now. Read it. Go through it. Put it on a thumb drive. Then when you figure out how to get your power going, you can get it back up off the computer and learn it and show someone else. You need to get up to the Amron site. Amron is part of what's known as the Appalachian Redoubt. They've got radio nets. Most of you can't participate unless you've got a ham license. But you can listen, and you can hear what's going on, and you know what the frequencies are, and you got an antenna oriented to it. When things go down and they start hollering over it, you can understand it because it'll be in English. All these things are important. They're important to you, and more important to your family. So as we go through this and we go in these times, another site to go to is awrm.org. This is a well-regulated militia. They've got the training documents up there that you need to train your groups. And you get up on Oath Keepers, you get the information on waking that sleeping giant with your local combat community protection. So if we're going off, we'll be back again next week, same time, same station. This is Safe Talker. Y'all have a very, very happy week.